The Gemara says in Megillah and Daftala, Noshem Chayavos, but Mikra Megillah, Kavafein Hayu Ba'oso Ane. So it's clear women are Chayav in the Mitzvah Megillah, just like the Chayav in Dawid Kosos in near Chanukah. So there's a Machokas in the Rishonim, some Tosvis, and I believe the Rush writes, from here we see that a woman's Chayav, so a woman can even be Motzei a man. However, Tosfos quotes from the Bahag, the Baal Hilchos Gadol, says no, that a woman cannot read for a man, and different Achronim explain either, some explain that, like the Turiyevin explains, is because a man is Chayav Midivrei Kabbalah, that based on Megillas Esther. And a woman is Chayav Midrabanan, so a Drabanan can't be Motzei a Deraisa. Maybe Leil Megillah, there's more to discuss if you assume the night Megillah is only Drabanan on a lower level. And the Marchesha says, because it's lacking in the din of Hallel, women are Patur and Hallel, and Kriyas and Megillah, Kriyas and Zuha Leila, as the Chayuk of Hallel, so a woman can't be Motzei a man. Or the Or Sameach writes, because it's also a chaluk in the mitzvah of Zechiris and Mechias Amalek, and women are exempt. So the Bahag writes, so that's a general machlokas in the Rishonim. So since it's a machlokas, so a man should be motzei with another man. I guess if it's his only option, then he should hear from a woman. However, but from the Bahag, it's talking about a woman being motzei a man, but the implication is, however, everyone should agree that a woman could be motzei another woman. Again, you know, that's not the minhag olam, but strict halakhically speaking, that a woman can read the Megillah for other women. Let's say there are no men around, whatever the case may be. And therefore, so the ideal for a man should hear from another man, and he has no other option, he might as well hear from a woman. And for a woman, all agree a man is good. And all seem to agree that a woman should be valid as well. The shaila comes up, interesting discussion comes up, is what about, that we're talking about reading from a kosher Megillah. What is the definition of a kosher Megillah? So normally speaking, a man has to write the Megillah. A man has to write the cloth. What about over here by Megillah? Is a woman kosher to write the Megillah, the scroll of Esther? So some posts come to Ber Kayosef, I believe, based on sources and others, the Mate Yehuda, they quote a list of Achronim who claim that a woman is valid to write a Megillah. And even L'chadchila, she could use this Megillah to be motzi others with, other women. Other poskim, and what's the reason for it? The reason is because, number one, they hold women achayev in the midst of Kriyas HaMegillah, therefore there's no reason to say the pasuk from writing it. And as well, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, writes that Esther wrote the Megillah, and from here we learn many halachas from. So therefore they want to claim that there's nothing wrong with a woman writing Megillah, and she could be Yotzei HaMitzvah with it. Others disagree. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Avnei Nezer, others say that no, a woman who writes a Megillah, it's invalid to write it. And if you do it, so going to the first opinion, maybe it's even L'chadchila, according to this opinion, even B'di'evet, Rabbi Kiva Eger and others would say that the reading is no good. Why? Because so what? A woman's chayev in Megillah. A woman's also chayev in Mezuzah. And yet we know that halacha is, even though the chayev in Megillah, a woman's not permitted to write chayev in Mezuzah, a woman's not permitted to. So you have a machokis among the Achronim. The Minhag HaOlam seems to be that you don't have a woman write the Megillah, that L'chadchila you shouldn't use a Megillah, which is, if you haven't you know, if you have two Megillas in front of you, you should use the Megillah written by man, since it's a major machlokas achronim on whether it's a kosher Megillah, even b'diavad. So therefore, l'chadchil, obviously, get a Megillah which a man wrote. However, b'shas hadchak, if there's no other Megillah available, then the poskim would say that then you could read them in the Megillah, but without a bracha. Safek brachas lahakel. And some poskim even go so far, the Shari Tshuva and others, that if later on you find, let's say that was the only Megillah you had written by a woman, and then later on, I don't know, an hour later, whatever it was, you find another Megillah written by a man, perhaps it's, you know, they recommend one to read the Megillah again without a bracha. So it's a major machlokas achronim regarding whether a woman write a Megillah, either decide to say yes to the chayev in Megillah's Esther, and we see learn now from Esther different halachas. It seems like Esther wrote the Megillah. On the other hand, other posts can disagree and say, so what, she's chayev, a woman's chayev in mezuzah, and she's still puzzled. So the minimum seems to be that you should try to get a Megillah written by a man, so it's kosher or kuliyama. And if that's the only Megillah you could find, and there's nothing else, so then you might as well read from that without a bracha. And others say that if you find a Megillah written by a man later, then we should, again, read the Megillah over again without a bracha, because that's a bracha.